Today we will be learning lesson 192 in Parshas Vayishlach. We're in Perek Lamed Hei, chapter 35. We'll be learning Psukim Tezayin to Chaf Beis, 16 to 22, in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 56, 5 lines from the bottom. Vayisu mi beis el vayihi ol kivas oretz lavo efrasa vatelet rochel vatekash belidita vayihi vahakshosa belidita vatomer loch hamayaletis al tiri ki gamzet loch bein vayihi vitseis nafsho kimeso vatikrashmo ben oni vaviv karolo vinyamin vatomos rochel vatikover viderech efrasa He beis lachem. Vayatzev Yaakov matzeva al kuvraso. He matzevas kvuras rochel ad hayom. Vayisa Yisrael. Vayet ahalo mehalal migdal eder. Vayi bishkon Yisrael boretzai. Vayerech ruvain. Vayishkav. Es bilha pilegesh aviv. Vayishma Yisrael. Vayehi v'nei Yaakov shneim asar. Let's take a look at the psukim inside. Pasuk tes zayin. After Yaakov is finished bringing his korban and doing all the work he did in Beis El, tes zayin vayisu, and they traveled mi Beis El, from Beis El. Vayehi od, and while there still was, kivras haaretz. Kivras is a distance. Haaretz of earth, of land. So you could translate kivras as some distance. And the rabbis explains it's a distance of a parsa, which is about 4 kilometers. So from Beis El, and there are about four kilometers of distance, lavo, to come Ephrasa, to the city of Ephras. We'll find out what that is better known as. Vateled Rachel, and Rachel gave birth. Vatikash, and she had difficulty belidata with her giving birth. Yud Zayin, Vayehin, it was Vehakshosa, when she had difficulty belidata of giving birth. And she was very concerned, not about the pain. She was concerned, well, I have one more son, so I'll have 2 sons to bring into the Jewish people. So as she was in those moments of pain, Vatomer lo Hamiyaletis, the midwife, Vatomer has said to her, Al tiri, don't be afraid, don't fear. Ki, because Gam also said, this one, loch to you, Bain, is a son. So that's the simple pshat. In addition to Yosef, this one will be a son. According to the Medrash, with each son was born a twin sister. And this one, Gam said, this also, there's going to be 2 twin sisters with Binyamin. That may have been why it was such a difficult delivery. Yudches Vayihin, it was Bitseis, as it was departing, nafsho, her soul, ki, for, because Mesa, she was dying, she died. Vatikrashmo, she called his name Ben Oni, the son of my pain. However, Vaviv Karalo, and his father called him Binyamin, literally means the son of my right. As we look at Eretz Yisrael, you take the north and the southern part. So compared to Haran, where they were heading to, Hebron was the south, and that would be the direction of right. So you could say the son of my right, or it could be the son of my strength, because the right is the strong hand. And that's the name he would be, is Binyamin. Yotes Vatamas Rachel, and Rachel died, Vati Kaver, and she was buried, Biderech, on the road, Ephrasa to Ephros. Ephros, and where is a he that is better known as Beis Lochem, Bethlehem. So Bethlehem, and that was still, she was 4 kilometers away from there. So she died there, and they buried her on the road to Ephrus. So very close to that. Of course, there's great questions. Why did Yaakov not bury Rachel in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah? That's a question that will not be resolved till Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov will explain why, so we will wait as well. Chav Vayatsev Yaakov, and Yaakov erected Matseva, a monument, Al Kvurasa, on her grave. This is a Matseves, a monument of Kvuras Rachel, the burial place of Rachel, to know where she is buried. And this is the first source of the Torah, why we build a Matseva, a monument over a person's grave. Ad Hayom, until today. So Yaakov made it so people would know exactly where she was buried. And thank God he did, because now we can go and pray there. Chaf Aleph Vayisa Yisrael, and Yisrael traveled, he journeyed, Vayet Ahalo, and he pitched his tent, Mehela, beyond a city called Migdal Eder, to Migdal Eder. Chaf Beis Vayihin, it was Bishkon Yisrael, Baratzahi, when Yaakov dwelt in that land, before he got to Hebron, a very interesting incident happened. Let me explain the incident before I read the pasuk. After Rachel died, Yaakov switched his primary tent from being Rachel's tent, obviously, to Bilhah. Bilhah was the maidservant of Rachel. Now, Reuven, the firstborn of Leah, took offense to this in honor of his mother, because as long as Rachel was alive, you can understand why Yaakov put his main residence by Rachel. But now that Rachel died, you'd figure that Yaakov would put his main residence by Leah. And Reuven disapproved of what his father did. So what did Reuven do? Without consulting his father, he took his father's bed, as it were, and switched it and put it into Leah's tent, which Yaakov disapproved of. And now the Torah, to show you the severity of what Reuven did, it writes something to show how strong his, you know, the what he did, although he didn't actually do this. Vayishkav, and he lie, Reuven lied down, es Bilhah, with Bilhah, Pilegesh Aviv, the concubine of his father. So according to the Torah, it makes it seems that Reuven has an illicit relationship with Bilhah. That's not what's happening. What's happening is Reuven switched the beds, but the Torah said the chutzpah was as if it was as bad as if he had lied with her. Vayishma Yisrael, and Yisrael heard about this. And again, he does not react yet. Now there's a break in this pasuk at this point, where we now, within this pasuk, continue Chaf Beis, we start a new part, but we only stop short over here. Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov, and the sons of Yaakov were Shnemasor, 12. Now, they're going to list tomorrow's lesson, all the 12 sons of Yaakov. Why is the Torah sudden listing them? Well, now that Binyamin is born, that's the 12th son. But a person may have made a mistake and think that because of Reuven's chutzpah, he would have been uprooted from the children of Yaakov for his misbehavior. So the Torah is saying, no, he'll be listed amongst them to show that he still merits to be part of the brotherhood, and he is not pushed off from that. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, Targem Kivras Ha'aretz. Okay, Kivras Ha'aretz means some distance of land, and we establish that as a parsa of land about 4 kilometers. To Leifo Nasu Yaakov Umishpachto Beiskel. Where did Yaakov and his family travel from Beiskel? They're traveling towards Ephros. 3. Eifo Bederech Liknan Yolda Rachel. Where on the road to Canaan did Rachel give birth? 4 kilometers away from Ephros. 4. Targem Vatakash. Vatakash, and she had difficulty. 5. Targem Belidito, with her childbirth. 6. Leidasa Shel Rachel Hayaleda Regila. Was the birth of Rachel a regular birth? No, it was not. 7. Targem Bahak Shosa, when she had difficulty. 8. Targem Hamiyaledes, the midwife. 9. Targem Tiri, be afraid. 10. Ma'am Rami Aledes Rachel Bishasalator. What did the midwife tell Rachel at the time of her birth, giving birth? Don't be afraid, this too is a son. 11. Ketzad Hispira Miyaledes Lamein LeRachel Bachaid. How did the midwife explain to Rachel why she shouldn't be afraid? Because she now had a son, another son. She now will have 2 sons, and she'll at least be equal to the midwife, to the other wives. 12. Makarela Rachel Bishas Leidas. But no, what happened to Rachel at the time of the birth of her son? She died. 13. Ketzad Karo Rachel Ivna. What name did Rachel call her son? She called him Ben Oni. 3. Mini Kra Ben Oni. Who is called Ben Oni and Lama and why? The last son of Rachel, who we know as Binyamin, but he is called Ben Oni because she was the son of my pain. 15. Ketzad Kara Yaakov. No, but what did Yaakov give his name? He called him Binyamin. 16. Bo'er Hashem Binyamin Shekara Yaakov. No. Explain the name Binyamin that Yaakov called his son. Yamin means the right, the son of the right. Now, it could be in terms of where he was born geographically. The southern part of Israel is, as it were, to the right of Haran. So, therefore, he was born there. Or Binyamin means the son of my strength. 17, Eifo Nikpara Rachel, where is Rachel buried? She's buried on the road to Ephros, not quite at Ephros. 18, Mahu Od Shem Lir Ephros, what's another name of the city? Ephros, Beis Lechem. 19, Mahu Od Shem Lir Beis Lechem, what's another name of the city? Beis Lechem, Ephros. 20, Mahe Kim Yaakov Al Mokum Furus Rachel, what did Yaakov erect on the place of the burial of Rachel? He erected a matzeva, a monument. 21. Admosai Nishar Matseva Shabbat on Yaakov. How long did the monument of Yaakov remain? Until today. 22. Targay Mehola. Mehola means beyond. 23. Eifo Nota Yaakov Olo Acharishinol Binyamin. Where did Yaakov pitch his tent after Binyamin was born? Beyond a city called Migdal Eder. 24. Targay Bishchon. Bishchon means at when he dwelt. 25. Makara Kesheshachan Yaakov Liad Migdal Eder. What happened when Yaakov was dwelling near Migdal Eder? Reuven switched the bed of Yaakov from the tent of Bilah to the tent of Leah. 26. Masa Reuven Kesheshachan Yaakov Mishpachto Liad Migdal Eder. What did Reuven do when Yaakov dwelt with his family near Migdal Eder? He switched the tent of Yaakov from being in the tent, the bed of Yaakov from the tent of Bilah to the tent of Leah. 27. Nidcha Reuven mimalaso kiven Yaakov bigolamasha shachav im Bilah. Did Reuven get pushed off his virtue as a son of Yaakov because of the fact of what he did with Bilah? The answer is no, as we will see tomorrow. Let's read the Psukim one more time, starting from Pasuk Tesayin. Vayisu mi beis el vahi od kivras oretz lavo efrosa vateled rochel vatekash belidto vayihi vahakshosa belidto vatomer lo hamiyaledes al tiri ki gamze loch bein vayihi betseis nafsha ki meso vadikro shmo benoni vaviv korolo vinyamin vatomas rochel vatika verbederech efrosa hi beis lochem vayatsev Yaakov matseva al kavurasa He matzavus tvoros rochel ad hayom. Vayisa Yisrael vayet olo mehalol migdal eder vayehi. Bishkon Yisrael boretz ahi. Vayelech Reuven vayishka vespilha pilagesh aviv. Vayishma Yisrael vayuvene Yaakov shene mosor. It would be a good idea to take a look at the sixth map at the end of the Simanim Tanakh, and this gives you the journey of Yaakov. As you'll see, it's the left-hand side of the page. From the, on the right side of the map, you see an arrow saying from Haran. It shows you the stopping place of Machanayim. Then it moves on to Penuel, the place where he fought with the angel. And then he moved on to Sukkos and stayed there 3.5. Then he came to Shechem with the story of Dina. Then going south to Beis El, where he brought the made the altar and poured the oil on the mountain, on the monument. He passes through Sholem, the city of Yerushalayim, and now we find you at Ephros, which is Beis Lechem, and tomorrow you'll see how he gets to Hebron, and that's where he'll be before he has to go down to Egypt, which will be the end in the black arrows afterwards. So it's a nice map that clearly shows you the trip that Yaakov took. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson. Have a great week.